Tesamin Aleph, we are at Amri Harifi de Pumbedisa, which is about 7-8 lines down in the page, on Daf La Mites Amr Aleph 39a. Says the Gemara, we're talking about Arla and Chutzlaritz, whether the din of Arla applies in Chutzlaritz. What is the din of Arla? Hopefully by now you know. Din of Arla is fruit that grows in the first 3 years after a tree is planted is Asur Bahana. Does that apply only in Israel? Does it apply even in Chutzlaritz? Amri Harifi de Pumbedisa, the sharp people of Pumbedisa said, Ein Orla b'chutz la'aretz. There is no such din of Orla in chutz la'aretz. Not even midrabanan. Not the Araisa, not the Rabbanan. You don't have to worry about Orla in chutz la'aretz. Shalcha Rav Yehuda l'kamed Rav Yochanan. Rav Yehuda sent a message to Rav Yochanan that this is what the Harifi de Pumbedisa had said. Shalach le Rav Yochanan sends back to Rav Yehuda, Sitom Sveika. Anything that you think is a suffix Orla in chutz la'aretz, hide this halacha that peros that are even a suffix arla, don't teach this publicly that even suffix arla is okay. Va'abeid vada, and anything that's vaday arla in chutz la'aretz, get rid of it. You can't use that fruit. Meaning this is incorrect. Do not teach that it's okay to have arla in chutz la'aretz. Va'achreiz al peroseyan, and publicize, announce, hachrazami yever l'neil mitzius, Ve'elu chayavim le hachriz. Hachriz al perosehen. Announce about the fruits of these people who are lenient on this issue, shetunim geniza, that their fruits need to be hidden away, they need to be put away. V'kala omer ein ola b'chutz la'aretz, and anyone who says that there's no ola in chutz la'aretz, lo yehelo nin v'nechad mash l'chevel b'goril b'kal Hashem, is not going to have a grandchild who's going to be Mashal Chevel Begorol Bekal Hashem, which is an expression borrowed from a pasuk in Sefer Micha, who's going to be a faithful servant of Hashem. Says Gemara, V'inu Kiman Savrua. So who did these Harifi de Pumbedisa hold like when they said there's no Orla in Chutz La'aretz? They held Kiyad Tanya. They held like the following braisa. Rav Lazar Rav Yossi Yomer Mishum Rav Yossi Ben Dur Maska. Rav Lazar Rav Yossi says in the name of Rav Yossi Ben Dur Maska. Shamar Mishum Rav Yossi Aglili, you said in the name of Rav Yossi Aglili. Shamar Mishum Rav Yochum Menuri, you said in the name of Rav Yochum Menuri. Shamar Mishum Rav Lezer Gadol, you said in the name of Rav Lezer Gadol. Ain't Orla B'chutz La'aretz. There is no Orla B'chutz La'aretz. That's a pretty impressive list of chain of Tanaim that all held like these Harifi de Pumbedisa. That's it, they're holding like. So says Gemara, V'lau, what Rav Lezer holds is no Orla B'chutz La'aretz. V'ha'anan T'nan, but we learned in the Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Af HaChadosh, that not only are Orla and Klayim observed in Chutz La'aretz, but even Chadosh is observed in Chutz La'aretz. So if he says even Chadosh, he means for sure Orla and Klayim are observed in Chutz La'aretz. You see, he holds Orla applies in Chutz La'aretz. Question mark. And says Gemara Tni Chadosh. Don't read it as Af HaChadosh. Rather, Rabbi Eliezer should be saying Chadosh, which means just Chadash applies in Chutz La'aretz, but not Orla. Period. Am Rabbi Yasi, Am Rabbi Yochanan. Orla b'Chutz La'aretz halach l'Moshe Misinai. Orla in Chutz La'aretz is halach l'Moshe Misinai. Am Rabbi Zeil, Rabbi Yasi, Rabbi Zeil says Rabbi Yasi, v'atanya safek Orla ba'aretz aser u'besur yamuter. Didn't you teach a braisa that if you have a safek whether something is Orla, in Eretz Yisrael we're machmir. In Surya, where's Surya? Just outside of Eretz Yisrael, it's Mutter. So don't you see, clearly he holds that there, that it's not a Din D'Oraisa, because if it were a Din D'Oraisa, you wouldn't be able to be Mekel when you have a Safek. You wouldn't be able to be lenient when you have a Safek if it were a Din D'Oraisa. So obviously he doesn't hold that what? That it's a Din D'Oraisa. Ishtomim Kishal Chada. Rabbi Yassi was like stunned. He didn't know what to say for a moment. Then Amalei, afterwards, he said to Rabbi Zeira, Ema Kach Nemar, maybe this is the way the Halach L'Moshe Misinai was given to us. That Sveika Mutter Vada Asim. That when you have a Safik, it's Mutter. When you have a Vada, it's Asim. Meaning, Halach L'Moshe Misinai sometimes comes with details. So you can't say, oh, Halach L'Moshe Misinai is Din D'Oraisa, so every Safik is going to be Asim. Not if the Halach L'Moshe Misinai said that it's only Asim when it's Safik. When it only Asim when it's Vadai, and then it's Mutter when it's Safik. So it must have been that that's the way the Halach L'Moshe Misinai was given. So main point number one, The sharp people of Pumbedisa held like a large group of Tanayim that there's no Arla in Chutz Laretz. And even those who say there's Arla Halacha L'Moshe Misinai in Chutz Laretz will be lenient in the case of Safek. Even those who say that Arla is a Halacha L'Moshe Misinai in Chutz Laretz will be lenient in the case of Safek. Good. Next. Amar Rabbi Asi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Lokin ala klayim, dvar Torah. If someone violates klayim in Chutz Laretz, he gets malkus midah oraisa. What does that mean? That klayim in Chutz Laretz is an iser da oraisa. Amar le Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi, said to Rav Asi, va'anantanan ha-klayim midivrei sofrim, but didn't we learn that what? That klayim is only the Rabbanan, that it's not the Raisa. So how can you say you get Malkus Mido Raisa? Lo kasha. No, that's not a kasha. Kan b'kilei HaKerem. One is talking about kilei HaKerem. What's kilei HaKerem?
Vineyards,
right. Kilei HaKerem is only midrabbanan in Chutz Laretz. Kan bar kavas ha'ilan. The other one is talking about harkavas ha'ilan. What's harkavas ha'ilan? Grafting trees together. That's the Raisa in Chutz Laretz. So that's the difference. Kiddush Shmuel, and this goes just like what Shmuel said. The Amar Shmuel, because Shmuel told us, Eschukosait Tishmaru, the Pasuk says, when it talks about mixing animals together, different types of animals together, it says, Eschukosait Tishmaru, which means, Chukim Shechakakti Lecha Kvar. Those laws that I've already given to the non-Jews, to Bnei Noach, you have to observe. And then it goes on to say, Behemtecha Lo Sarbi Aklayim, Sadcha lo sizra. Together, at the same time, in one breath, the Torah says, don't mix your animals and don't mix your fields. So we darsh. Ma behem chabar ba'a, just like don't mix your animals means, don't make a new animal come from a mommy who's a horse and a daddy who's a zebra or whatever, I don't know, you know, different types of animals. Don't make a new animal come out of the combination of two different animals. That's what it means. Har ba'a. So what? How would you apply that to a field?
You can't mix like an orange and a lemon.
Good. Don't mix an orange and a lemon and make a whatever. Don't mix an estrog and a lemon and come out with an estrog and lemon. So don't, right? You're not supposed to do that. So avsal chabar kava. So do you have an issue of mixing two fruits and coming out with one new one? Okay, that's fine, but that's not our topic. The second line is our topic. Just like you're not allowed to mix two animals, both in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz Laretz. So to your field, you shouldn't mix both in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz Laretz. Ay velaksiv sadcha, but it says sadcha. That sounds like it's only in Israel that it's a problem. Ha'ulimutei zra'im shabachutz laretz. That's just coming to tell me that you're not allowed to have. That's just coming to tell me that you're allowed to have kilei akerem in Chutz Laretz. So there is an issur d'oraisa of klayim in Chutz Laretz, but that's only talking about grafting kind of klayim. But if you plant a vineyard next to a wheat field, that's only a problem in Israel. So main point number two is Shmuel holds that grafting trees is asur midoraisa in Chutz Laretz, but kilei akerem is mutter. Grafting trees is asur, kilei akerem is mutter. What's the fundamental difference between them? Don't they both involve mixing? No, grafting trees produces a new kind of fruit that has the DNA of both parents, right? Whereas kilei akerem is just two things growing near each other. Wheat is growing, grapes are growing, they're just growing near each other. It's not producing a new kind of fruit. Okay, Vaitu Ligmar, Rav Chanan v'Rav Anan. They used to hang out together, that's cute. Rav Chanan v'Rav Anan. Havushakli v'aziv orcha. They were traveling on the road in Chutz Laretz. Chazula hu gavr t'chazar zoram ba'de adadi. And they saw a guy who was planting different seeds of different types of things next to each other. Amr lei, so Rav Anan says to Rav Chanan, Nesi mar nishamte. We should get together, the two of us, you know, the Rav Chanan and Rav Anan team, and we should put him in chayrim for doing this. Amr Leis, Rav Chanan says to Rav Anan, Lo chavrisu, you obviously don't really know the halachos of klayim all that well. The iser is only in Eretz Yisrael, it's not a chutzaretz. There's no problem with what he's doing. Besu, another time, chazulu gavet chazara chiti usari begufni. They saw a guy planting wheat and barley next to gufni. What's that?
Grapes.
Amarle, Saravan says Sarchanan, Nesi Mar Nishamte. What should we do? Put him in Chayrim. Amarle, Rav Chanan said back to him, Lo Tsarisu. You don't know Hilchos Klayim all that well. Because this is Chutz Laretz. And therefore, what did we just get through saying? That there's no Isur Kilei Karim in Chutz Laretz. Lo Kaimel and Krav Yoshia, don't we pass on the Krav Yoshia to Amar? That one only violates the Yisra of Kilei Akerim, even in Eretz Yisrael. Even in Eretz Yisrael, if he plants wheat and barley and grape seeds in one planting, in the same spot. But if you already have a vineyard and you're just planting wheat and barley in the vineyard, but you're not planting grapes at the same time, you just happen to be planting wheat and barley in the vineyard, that's not a problem. That's not the Yisra d'Oraisa of Klayim. Furthermore, about Klayim and Chutz Laretz, Rav Yosef Ma'ariv Bizirani Bizara. Rav Yosef would mix different types of seeds and he would plant them together in his field in Chutz Laretz. Rav Yosef, what do we know about Rav Yosef?
Blind.
He was blind. So maybe he just didn't see. But no, probably when he was planting, it was before he got blind, before he was old and blind. Amale Abaye, Abaye, who was Rav Yosef's Talmud, said to him, didn't we learn that you're right? There is no Isur D'Oraisa of Klayim and Chutz Laretz, but what is there? Isur D'Rabbanan. And Rav Yosef, you're supposed to listen to the rabbis also, not just the Torah. Amalei lo kasha, kan b'kilei akerim, kan b'kilei zrak. There's an Isur D'Rabbanan of Kilei Akerim in Chutz Laretz. There's no Isur D'Rabbanan of Kilei Zra'im. What's the difference in Kilei Akerim and Kilei Zra'im? Kilei Akerim involves grapes. There's got to be grapes to have Kilei Akerim. That there's grapes together with wheat or whatever. But Kilei Zra'im is just different types of plants, but no grapes involved. So the Gemara tells that Rav Yosef goes on and explains the difference. Kilei Akerim de Ba'aretz Asurim Bahana'a. Kilei Akerim, which is Asur Bahana'a in Eretz Yisrael, V'chutz Laretz Nami Gozer B'Rabbanan. The Rabbanan decided to be Gozer, that he can't have it even in Chutz Laretz. But Kilei Zra'im de Ba'aretz Lo Asir Bahana'a. Kilei Zra'im, which in Eretz Yisrael is what? Not Asur Bahana'a. So B'chutz Laretz Nami Lo Gozer B'Rabbanan. The Rabbanan didn't make a gzeir against it at all in Chutz Laretz. Meaning, the Rabbanan took that which is more severe in Eretz Yisrael and made a gzeir. Don't do that in Chutz Laretz. But that which even in Eretz Yisrael is not so severe, the Rabbanan did not make a din against them. Hadaram Rav Yosef. Then Rav Yosef went back and he said, Lav milsi hidami. What I said before, that Kilei Zra'im is mutter in Chutz Laretz and there's no issur Rabbanan, is incorrect. The Rav Zara against the Bei Rav. Rav planted a garden for the students of his yeshiva. Why did he plant a garden for the students of his yeshiva? So they could have food to eat. Mishari, mishari. And he was careful to separate rows. There was a row of cucumbers, a row of red peppers, a row of kale. I don't know. There was a row of every different type of vegetable. My taima. Why would he do that? Why would he separate them? Lav mishu meiruve ruve klayim. Isn't it because obviously he thought that there's a problem of even Kilei Zra'im in Chutz Laretz? Amalei Abaye, Abaye says, nah, don't worry about it, Rav Yosef. You weren't wrong the first time. There is no problem of Kilei Zra'im in Chutz Laretz. Bishlama iyashmi inon arba alaba ruchos haruga v'achas b'emtza shapir. If Rav would have planted four different minim on the borders of the field, four different minim, and then a fifth min right in the middle, then that format would show you he's clearly trying to separate klayim, to not have klayim, because he's doing it in such a strange way. Elahacha mishum noi. But over here he's just trying to have a nice field. So a field looks nicer when you have a row. Cucumbers are a row, red peppers are a row, yellow peppers. Right? That's all it is. It's just for beauty purposes, not because of or vi'inami mishum tircha deshamahi. Or he just doesn't want to bother the workers to have to trouble themselves to like sort it all out later. It makes it much easier for the workers when they're each growing in different rows. Now, main point? What? This is the third one? Yeah. Okay, main point is let's say, Kilei HaKerem, which is Aser Bahana'a in Eretz Yisrael, is Aser Midrabanan in Chutz Laretz. Kilei Zra'im, which is Mutter Bahana'a in Eretz Yisrael, is Mutter even Midrabanan in Chutz Laretz. It's totally Mutter in Chutz Laretz. What about Rav planting all those vegetables in separate rows? Isn't he trying to avoid Kilei Zra'im, and wasn't Rav in Chutz Laretz? What was Gemara's answer? It was either to make it easier for the workers or to make the field look nice. It's nice to have Seder in your life, to put things in order, be organized. It's always a good thing. Yeah, I'm going to need a repeat.